and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. I hope you had an amazing Thanksgiving and Thanksgiving weekend. It was a nice little long vacation. Not long, but a nice vacation. Though we didn't take it. The host and the producer didn't take it. But welcome back. If you're traveling, watch out on the road there. Apparently the weather is bad in parts of the country as well. Snow and all that kind of mess in the country. So be careful. Take your time getting back. But not too much time. And Christmas, you see, I have a little Christmas deal in the back already. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ding. It's Christmas time in the city. City sidewalk. Amazing. It's Christmas in the air. It's everywhere. I can feel it in my bone. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jessileepeterson.com/show. jessileepeterson.com/show. And if you're busy traveling or waiting in the airports because they have DEI air traffic controllers and DEI workers on the plane now, and they don't know how to make them work because they don't have the experience. And so you're being stuck at airports or whatever. You set your computer at home so you can podcast the show, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are in the whole wide world. In the whole wide world. And for the flat earther, in the whole up and down world. For the flat earther. The whole up and down world. You could be listening to the show, whether you're working out or not, no matter what you're doing. You could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. Yesterday Fellowship, in case you missed it, you can podcast it. If you were not there or you didn't catch it live as it happened. It was. You know, I want to use the word best fellowship we ever had, but I don't know. I can't say that because we've had some amazing fellowships on Sunday morning. And yesterday we're up there with the amazing ones. If you were not helped yesterday, fellowship, it's because you don't want to be helped. You really just don't want it. Really. And I understand that you have a right not to want to have perfect peace. Really. You have a right to not want it. And I'll tell you all about it in a minute. But for now, it is Monday. It is Monday already, yet again, December. Isn't that amazing? I think December 2nd. What the? And for those who might be tuning in for the very first time, and you might not be aware, we take all calls, but every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to.
Amazing. All my life, I had to fight. And so, as I was saying, if you were not there yesterday, or if you were there and you were not helped, you don't want to be helped. And again, you have a right. Honestly, I'm not playing with you. You have a right to stay in your misery. You have a right to maintain your wicked heart, your evil spirit. And human beings are evil. Y'all don't know the depths of how evil human beings are. And you don't hear human beings going around admitting they're evil. They would say that they're good. Oh, that's a good person. Oh, I'm a good person. And there's nothing good about you. Human beings are evil. You know, mate, if you were not there podcasting, if you want help, podcast if you want help. It was amazing. And believe me, you can overcome. Don't let anyone tell you that you cannot overcome. But it was amazing yesterday. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. I have a brand new biblical question for you. But I want to just briefly go over last week's biblical question because we didn't give it any real justice on yesterday. We got into so many other things, so I didn't really get into it the way I wanted to. Last week's biblical question, what's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? What an amazing question, huh? What I've come to realize is that there is no difference between a Christian and an atheist. Zero difference. Christians are atheists. There's no difference. An example, and I got proof. I'm not just making it up and can't say why. I'm not making it up. There's no difference between a Christian and an atheist. For an example, Christians still have pain. Just like atheists. Atheists have pain, and so does Christians. And so do Christians. And I'm not talking about physical pain. I'm talking about inner pain. Christians have fear. They have doubts. They have anger. They worry. They look for love. They're lonely. They have suicidal thoughts. They have suicidal thoughts. They have the same thing. They judge. Christians judge just like atheists. Christians are atheists. There's no difference in them. And the Christian will hide behind the title Christian. But when you really, really, when you start working on yourself, when you start working on yourself, you'll see that you're no different than an atheist. You're as miserable as an atheist. A Christian judge in their mind, in their eyes, words, gestures, and emotions. That's no different than an atheist. It's the same thing. A Christian will quote the Bible. They will quote the Bible. But they're no different than they still go home and cry at night. They still have fear. So the answer to what's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? Zero. No difference. And they both have ideas about God and his son, Jesus. A Christian would say that I believe in Jesus. But it's just an idea. Nothing has changed in their heart. Their hearts are still wicked. An atheist said, well, I used to believe in Jesus, now I don't. Another idea. And their hearts are still wicked. So there's no difference between a Christian and an atheist. Isn't that amazing? But you were thinking that there was a difference, and Christians think so too, because they can't see. They got the Word. In the beginning, there was the Word was God, God was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. They'll tell you that really fast. And their hearts are wicked. They still have pain. Christians don't, as atheists, Christians don't believe, as do atheists, Christians don't believe that you can have perfect peace. I'm stunned. When I hear that now, I hear from nearly every Christian, no, I don't have no perfect peace. Well, I'm only human. My flesh is weak. Christians don't even believe that you can have perfect peace right here and now. On earth, they are still waiting for something to happen. They're living in the revelation time, in their mind. Revelation has already happened. What the? And they're still living in it, waiting. I keep waiting for the Lord to come. I keep on waiting for the Lord to come. They're waiting, and he has already come. He has already come, and they're waiting. Christians, just as atheists, don't believe the kingdom of heaven is within. They don't believe it is done. It is finished. They don't believe it. Isn't that amazing? Christians don't believe that you can have perfect love. Just like an atheist. So, there's no difference between a Christian and an atheist. Brand new biblical question, and you can listen to more of that by going to rebuildingaman.com/church. rebuildingaman.com/church. /church. There's no difference between an atheist and a Christian. Zero. You like the Christmas background in the back? Isn't that so nice? It feels like Christmas. You see Hassan Dahl on that picture up there on the wall? That's Hassan Dahl. Amazing. Clean out your chimneys because Santa is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. And he's not going to be crippled. You're not going to have this kind of Santa Claus coming down your chimney, don't worry. Isn't that something? They make a black Santa and they make him handicapped. They gave you a handicapped Santa, a black Santa. This is a DEI Santa. Isn't that amazing? A DEI Santa. Brand new biblical question. And this is a Mamma Mia, Hola, Si, Señor, Guantanamala biblical question. It's a doozy. Have you discovered the traitor in you? Have you discovered the traitor in you? That's so deep. You're going to want to slap your mama when you realize this. Have you discovered the traitor in you? Isn't that amazing? There is so much that you don't know about yourself that is not even funny. You think you're good. You ain't no good. Ain't nothing good in human nature. So that's the brand new biblical question. Men's form this month, by the way. December 1st already. This week. And this is the last one for this year. It going out with a bang. We had some amazing men's form. I can't begin to tell you how amazing the men and women form was this year so far. It was like it stepped up to another level. And the men and the women are committed to working on themselves. Isn't that amazing? So, men's forum this Thursday night, the last one for the year. Come on down, guys. At 7 p.m. Pacific time. What a spiritual battle, but it is so much fun working on it. You should be enjoying working on yourself. That's right. You should be enjoying it. If you don't enjoy working on yourself, who will? Nobody care about you. They ain't going to help you. What the? Your family member don't care about you. Your husband, your wife don't care about you. Your friends don't care about you. Your co-workers don't care about you. Your bosses don't care about you. The government clearly doesn't care. Two hooping and a holler about you. Why not you have mercy on you and take care of yourself? Have a little mercy on yourself. I know that Joel loved mercy and grace. But you need to have mercy on yourself. Why don't you have mercy on yourself? You ever think about that? You always talk about having mercy on everybody else. How about having it on you? So did you hear that Joe Biden pardoned his son, Hunter Biden, over the weekend? And remember Joe Biden was saying that he was not going to pardon his son? And he would ask a couple of times or so, Joe, are you going to pardon your son? No, I'm not going to do it. No. No, no, no. I'm not going to do it, he said. And then, according to the report, Joe Biden pardoned his son over the weekend. It's been said he decided over Thanksgiving to pardon his son. But other reports said that he was looking into it back in June to pardon his son, looking into it. And he pardoned his son of everything, and according to the report. And you can't come up with something later. The turkey has been pardoned. This is from today. And they say that he pardoned his son, and then he took off to another country somewhere. He, his son, the press secretary, that little black guy, and anybody else that can respond. So no press conference, no, you don't even get a chance to ask him about it. He gone. He went out of town, according to the report. Ain't no use of praying for Joe. He gone. Today, this is from today, President Joe Biden has issued a full and unconditional pardon. Now, you know you're pardoned when it's full and unconditional. You've been pardoned. Sounds like something Jesus did. I say he pardoned us for all of our sins. He washed them away. Think about that. Joe Biden played Jesus. A full and unconditional pardon. Doesn't that sound like Jesus? Jesus said, it's done, it's completed. All of your sins have been wiped away. You're no longer guilty. And he took a trip back to heaven. He went far away. He went all the way back to glory. He said, it's done. So anyway, full and unconditional pardon to his son, Hunter, after previously pledging he never would. The surprise decision came just days before Hunter Biden was set to be sentenced in two criminal cases. Watch this from today.
Overnight, President Biden not answering questions as he boarded Air Force One for an overseas trip to Africa. It comes just hours after he signed a full and unconditional pardon for his son, Hunter Biden, saying in a written statement that the facts of the cases show, quote, Hunter was singled out only because he is my son, and that is wrong. Adding, in trying to break Hunter, they've tried to break me. Enough is enough. The pardon, sweeping, covering offenses that Hunter Biden, quote, has committed or may have committed or taken part in over the past 11 years, including but not limited to all offenses charged or prosecuted. Hunter Biden was scheduled to be sentenced this month for his conviction on federal gun charges and separately for a criminal case in which he pleaded guilty to federal tax evasion. The pardon, a striking reversal for the president.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes, I will not pardon him.
White House aides, even after the election, had also repeatedly said Biden would not pardon his son.
We've been asked that question multiple times. Our answer stands, which is no.
But as NBC News first reported, the president did decide to reverse course over the holiday weekend at his family's annual Thanksgiving getaway in Nantucket. In a statement, Hunter Biden writing, I will never take the clemency I've been given today for granted.
I always love my daddy. He's my favorite dad. Always love my daddy. He's my favorite dad. Oh, dad, always pardon you. Doesn't matter what you've done. He always say, I forgive you, son. Hello and goodbye.
That's why I love Jesus, y'all.
That's why I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. A full and unconditional pardon. That's all the way. You can't get any better than that. So now Trump and nobody else can come after that boy, Hunter. And then Joe took a trip. He like, you know what? I'm pardoning you today, son, and we're going to Africa tomorrow. Pat your bags. We're going to celebrate. And some say Biden is facing the criticism from Some Republicans and Democrats, like Biden, care. What's up? Biden didn't care about that. Watch this from today.
President-elect Trump, meanwhile, questioning whether Biden would pardon those in prison for the January 6th attack on the Capitol,
no.
Writing on social media, such an abuse and miscarriage of justice. Many Republicans blasting the president's decision. Senator Tom Cotton arguing most Americans can sympathize with the father's decision to pardon his son, even if they disagree. What they can't forgive is Biden lying about it repeatedly before the election. Biden also facing criticism from some Democrats, including Colorado Governor Jared Polis, who wrote he understood Biden's motivations as a father, but, quote, I am disappointed that he put his family ahead of his country.
When did he put the country first? I don't remember Biden ever putting America first. That's Trump's job, America first. With Biden administration, it has truly been America last, or at all. None at all. So Biden doesn't care about the criticism. Biden doesn't even know you have the criticism. You don't. He doesn't know you criticize. His wife got to tell him, they criticize you, honey. Who? They are? Who? The government, man. You are still in government. What government? They're criticizing you because you pardon your boy, your son. I bought my son if I want to. I do what I want. You say he's wrong, Nick? I just want to hear one of my experts. I want to ask Nick, the anchor baby. He's back.
Moaning.
The anchor baby with all. I don't know if you want me to say where you went.
Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll tell you about it later.
Okay.
But
Georgia, oh my, my.
Big time.
How was the weather down there?
Cold.
Oh, cold.
Actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you disagree with Biden pardoning his son?
Oh, what was I telling you this morning? You know, I know it is like a miscarriage of justice, but they were saying on Fox and all over there, like, this shows how much he hates the American people. But I was telling you, but I think it's just a corrupt, using his, you know, corruption and wanting to pardon your son. And you said something like, this is what they do.
Yeah.
President, this is what presidents do.
They all do it.
Yeah.
They all do it. Bill Clinton pardoned his brother, I believe, or brother-in-law, one of those, but definitely a close family member. He pardoned him before he left.
There's something mafiosi about it that makes me like it, but I don't know if I could call it right. It's, you know, mafia, like, yeah, I don't care what the Democrats think. Yeah, that's my son. I'm going to get him out. I'm busting you out, son.
That's right. When I become president, I'm going to pardon my whole, all everybody. I'm going to pardon everybody and they mama. And then if they're white, that's who need pardon. I'm going to pardon everybody and their mama. But no, this is what presidents do. Whether you agree with it or not, it is what they do. Even the great White Hope did some potting before he left the house, the White House, the first time around.
And you told me Bill Clinton?
Yeah, Bill Clinton and everybody else. So it's not new. Now, whether you agree with it or not, it's a different story, but it's not new. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Kwame Kirkpatrick. Like Trump now. I think. They were hate you, sir. Because didn't Trump pardon Kwame Kirkpatrick, a black Democrat? Or something he did. Something like that. Or helped him get out of jail or something. Everybody pardon everybody except baby Jessica Daddy. 888-775-3773. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment. It's me. Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now. And, you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive.
Hey, folks, listen up. It's time to educate yourself about gold. A lot of people don't know about gold. It's time to educate yourself about gold. Here's how you do it. I want to encourage you to request gold codes, gold and silver info kit. Gold and silver info kit, all right? And Mighty.com even awarded them best gold education resource back in 2024. Money.com. Money, 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 money. So go and get your gold and silver info kit from Gold Co. They'll give it to you. Request it. And for my listeners, Gold Co. and I have a special deal going on for you. Don't you love special? I do too. The qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus and silver. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus and silver. So don't be up there talking about, I didn't get my instant match. You weren't qualified. What the? Make sure you qualify. All right? I recommend you reach out to them to learn more. Reach out to them to learn more. Go to JesseLovesGold.com. JesseLovesGold.com or call 855-344-GOLD. 855-344-GOLD. I invest in gold. I've been investing for a long time. In gold and land. Get yourself some gold. Let me know how it goes. Tell them I sent you. Jesse sent me. Jesse Lee sent me. All right? Let me know how it goes. Okay, 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. I want to go to some callers, and we're going to get to your super chats. Hate is coming in for that. In the meantime, let me go to a first-time caller out of Indiana, Phil, out of Indiana. Phil, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Long-time listener. This is my first time calling in. Wow, it feels like I'm talking to a celebrity, to be honest.
It's just Jesse.
Yep, just Jesse. Okay. yeah, my name is Phil Yoder.
You don't need to say your full name. It just feels fine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And what do you call it about?
Well, I have quite a few things to question about, but, you know, when you were talking the other day, I agree with everything that you believe in, down to fundamental values, Christian values, strong relationship values, all of that. I guess I heard something that sparked my interest the other day when I think you were talking to a female she was talking about Jesus being God, and they're two of the same person, the same being, and you were saying that they weren't. I guess I've always been raised, you know, my father was Amish, and my mother's has always been English, but I was raised, you know, real strong conservative values and taught that Jesus was always God himself.
So you obviously mean those people who ride in horse and buggies?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, being Amish, I mean, you don't ever hear their women speak. They are very devoted. That's why they wear a head covering. It's called a bonnet, where they agree with the, you know, God and Christ over man, man over woman, you know, the, patriarchy. But anyways, I was always raised that Jesus is God. And, you know, he spoke the universe into existence, and he spoke these words and these created things just with his voice. And my question, I guess, is if God is powerful enough to speak the world into existence, isn't he powerful enough to turn himself into man? And basically, when he was on the cross and he said, you know, Father, why have you forsaken me? He would be talking to himself, but as you
so
know,
he would, so Jesus said to himself, God, why have you forsaken me? Are you saying that? Does that make sense to you that Jesus said that to himself, call himself God, why have you forsaken me?
Yes.
That make sense to you?
Yes, he's powerful enough.
Why would he ask himself, why have you forsaken me?
Well, that's something that we just can't answer. We can't fathom.
Who is we? Who are we?
As he, just like, you know, how did the evil spirit of
let's stay with one thing at a time first. Okay. And so you believe that Jesus is God?
He's God in human form, yes.
And so do you believe that God sent his only begotten self, or did he send his only begotten son?
It was his son.
And mm-hmm. so if it was his son, why do you believe it was him? It was himself.
That's something that, just like God's grace, we can't fathom how far it extends for us. And
what did that mean? And so God said, I sent my only begotten son, right?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say, I sent my only begotten self, right?
Correct.
And you can't understand that?
I can understand that.
What does self mean? What does self, my, what does son mean?
That means you're an offspring of somebody.
Right. And mm-hmm. what does self mean?
That means that you're one person. Mm-hmm.
And so why can't you understand that God sent his son?
Well,
what is there to understand about that? That's quite clear.
Why would there be a separation?
And who said there was a separation?
Well, doesn't it say we're three in one? The Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son.
I know, but who said there was, you said why, you asked why, is there a separation or something like that?
Right, right.
The like Father and the Son were one. Jesus made that clear, didn't he?
Yes.
So Jesus said, my daddy and I are one. He didn't
correct.
Say my daddy and me, I'm my dad, and my daddy and me. He said there were two. My daddy and I, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't understand that either?
No, I do understand that.
Oh,
I
okay.
Just,
and I remember Jesus said when the people tried to worship him and they were praising him for healing people and doing amazing things. Remember that? And Jesus mm-hmm. said, why don't be praising me? It's not me. It's the Father in me. And he said, greater things shall you do. Would the Father tell the Son, you're going to be greater than me?
Yeah, I can see that.
You see what?
No, I mean, I'm just evaluating things that you're putting it in a different perspective.
So you can see what about that? When he said to the people, you can do greater things as I am doing because of the Father, right? So what do you see about that?
That they're two separate, I want to say, entities? Or so, they're two separate things? Yeah.
So why do you believe they're the same, that they're one? Why do you believe Jesus God when Jesus made it clear that you, even you feel, if you can do greater work than what Jesus did?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe you can do greater work than God?
No, absolutely not.
And if Jesus was God, would he have told you, you're going to be able to do greater work than me?
Right.
That wasn't right.
Yeah, I'm just, I guess, telling you how I was raised to believe. So I am seeing where you're coming from.
And where am I coming from?
You're saying that there are two different, and the way you're explaining it is, it does make sense to me, where. Right, I can't do greater works than God.
Right,
The Holy Spirit works through us.
Yes,
and you know Jesus died on the cross for us, and so has the.
Are you afraid to let go of all the false belief you have? Because if you notice in your beliefs, what you've been taught as a kid. Growing up as Amish, you have no perfect peace. And are you afraid to let go of your false beliefs?
Well, I was, just to clear that up, I was never Amish. My dad was Amish until he was 22. And then he married my mother, who's always been English. So I have quite a few cousins and relatives that are Amish, but I was never Amish myself.
So
but,
is Amish a religion or is it a culture? Because you keep saying my mama was English and my dad was Amish. I thought Amish was just a religion. It was a religion with white people.
Yes.
So it's just a religion, right?
It's both, yeah.
It's both what?
It's both a culture and a religion. I don't want to say this in a crude way, but it's I guess cultish, where they all dress the same. They, you know, they grow beards. In some churches,
right. I went to a beard. I was in Philadelphia giving a talk, and. Mm-hmm. And the people I was listening to, if they took me over to the Amish country or part of the world, it was very interesting.
Yeah. I actually pull a cargo trailer for an Amish guy, and he shoes horses.
Nice.
Part of my job right now, I just got out of the RV industry, Elkhart County here, RV capital of the world, and you know, I've been in it since I was 18. I'm 36 now. And
now you shoe horses?
I help them a little bit. But
nice.
It's more of just getting, they hire drivers to take them places and do things. That's
But let me ask you this because of time.
Okay.
And so are you having trouble believing who Jesus is? Is and who God is?
No.
And what do you believe?
I believe that we all have a separate path in life, and it's up to us to crucify.
No, I'm talking about. What do you believe concerning Jesus and God? Do you believe Jesus is God or the Son of God?
I believe that Jesus is God.
You believe he's God? And how will you ever get to know God if you believe Jesus is God? Because Jesus said no one gets to the Father unless they go through the Son. How Absolutely. Will you ever know God if you don't go through the Son?
Oh, that would be impossible. You so have to that, go through the Son.
But you don't even believe the Son exists.
Well, he made himself into human form, and that's Jesus.
But you don't even believe, you just believe there's a God, but you don't believe there's a Son.
Well, that's what he calls himself, the Son, Jesus.
But you don't believe Jesus the Son. You believe he's the God, right? The Father.
Yeah, the Son, right, the Son of God.
And so even though you know you cannot do greater works than God, but you can do greater works than Jesus, you still believe Jesus is God, and that makes sense.
Well, Jesus was still perfect when he was on this earth.
You still believe that Jesus, you believe that you, do you believe you could do greater works than Jesus?
No.
He said you could. Why don't you believe that?
Well, we can do the same, like the same power.
He didn't
power
say
that,
the same. He said greater. Why don't you believe that?
I'm not sure how to answer that, to be honest. I guess you don't really see that in today's time. You know, it's like the...
Because the people believe the way you believe.
Possibly.
If you notice that Christians are enslaved by their belief, they're enslaved by their morality. They're not free. And they're enslaved by their belief, and that's what's keeping them from knowing the truth.
I think you're absolutely right. There's always a, you know, a different perspective and different. There's only one truth, you know, and that's all there is to it. There's only one. There's no back door to heaven. You can't sneak your way in or have a team of lawyers, you know, talk to God before you enter the gates. It's like it's going to be you and yourself.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
And you have perfect peace?
I do.
You have perfect peace?
Yes.
Meaning that you never get angry?
Nope.
Good. So you never get angry?
I do not, no.
Have you forgiven your father and your mother?
Yes, and I have told them personally, especially, I've told them, both of them, that I forgive them, my father for not protecting me from my mother.
Right on.
And I tell you, my mother made me fear my father in a very unhealthy way when I was younger. And I got really good at lying at an early age. You know, don't tell your dad this. Don't.
Yeah.
Your dad's come home and he's going to just raise heck. And, you know, you better not tell your dad this. It was a way of turning the children against the father. It was
Absolutely.
Only my brother and I.
Absolutely.
And I had to come back and tell my mother years later, I just want to tell you that you put an unhealthy fear where it was a fear in me that it wasn't respect fear. It was unhealthy that
there was evil
made,
hatred.
Absolutely. And my mother had an evil intentions. Selfish intentions.
All mothers do. All mothers do that.
Absolutely. And that's, I have a little girl of my own. I had her outside of wedlock, but her mother is one of my best friends, and we get along very peacefully. There's no arguments or bitterness because we have, you know, forgiven each other and realized that our daughter is our number one priority. But I also have come back to my father and I have told him that I want to forgive you. And I want to let you know that I forgive you for not protecting me from Mom.
Good, man.
When I was younger, you should have stepped in and been like, hey, look, this is the way it's going to be. I know you're lying, and this, he should have stopped it a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I came back to both of them.
What did your mother say, because of time, what did your mother say when you went and told her how evil she is?
She was offended. just like, you know, any normal woman, when you tell them that any point anything out that they're doing wrong, you know, she was offended. She was like, I was protecting you. You know, your dad spanked you, and I did not agree with it. He was harsh, and, you know, he did this and that.
What an evil woman. Let me,
you know, my father, real quick, he had different ways of punishing. It wasn't just spanking.
Yeah.
You know, every time I got in trouble, from the time I was 16 to, you know, whenever, you know, I was out by the wood pile chopping wood and stacking it, you know, and that it taught me how to work for my freedom.
Yes, absolutely. You know
what I mean? I can swing an axe and I've got shoulders to prove it.
Nice. But, right on, man. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And it taught me the value of freedom at a very young age. I still made mistakes later on.
Right.
But I always came back, you know, and thanked my father for being the way he was.
Are you, because of time, are you doing the silent prayer yet?
The what now?
My silent prayer. Are you familiar with that?
I am not.
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And then I want you to give that a really good try. Do your little Amish prayers. Do your little Amish. I don't even know how to. How does the Amish pray? How do they pray?
Do they pray
to God?
Yeah, but. Well, they believe in everything except the Holy Spirit.
Oh, okay. I want you to go rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, and whatever prayer you're doing already, if you want to continue to do that little prayer, you do that, and then be still and know God.
And absolutely.
And you will know him for yourself. You will know. You will know him. Not believe in him. Weak people believe in him, but you will know him.
Man, that's a great way of putting it, Jesse. I really appreciate you taking the time with your show to speak to me. And, you know, I was actually in Los Angeles just last year, just for a second, though. My father has a motorhome in Quartzsite, Arizona.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, we visited, you know, just small parts of California.
Right on. Well, next time, come on down.
Man, we're going to. I'd love to shake hands with you and just meet you personally. You know, even my grandpa on my mother's side grew up in Arkansas, you know.
Right on. But let me say this. Let me know how the prayer go and how things are working. Call me again.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, but I got to take a break. Call me again.
Yep, I will.
All right, buddy. I got to take a break. That hour gone. When I come back, more of your phone call and super chat. Hate news, not the fake news right now. Hake! H-A-K. The guy with the good hair? I'll be back in a moment. To pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I was just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingtheman.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show already. It's Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. December 2nd. Rent's due. Rent's past due. AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, we are back on the Commie Nonsense. CNN reports, Crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president, announced Sunday that he has pardoned his son, Hunter. Where's Hunter? Hunter Biden, who faced sentencing this month for federal tax and gun convictions. Give me a break. Marking a reversal as he prepares to leave office. By issuing this pardon, Biden has reneged, R-E-N-E-G-E-D, renegade. He's a renegade. He reneged on a public promise that he made repeatedly before and after dropping out of the 2024 presidential race. The president stated in his statement that he decided to issue the pardon because his son was selectively and unfairly prosecuted, saying that Hunter was treated differently from people who commit similar crimes. He added that his political opponents in Congress instigated, and that's a quote, instigated the charges to attack me and oppose my election, unquote. In a social media post Sunday night, President-elect Donald J. Trump called the pardon such an abuse and miscarriage of capital J justice. Indeed, what a mess. Will you pardon your son? No, I won't. extreme weather, frigid temperatures sweeping across a large swath of the United States. Parts of the Great Lakes region face up to 2 feet of additional lake effect snow. Did you know that there's a lake effect snow? Through Tuesday, the latest complication for cities already blanketed by snowfall as post-Thanksgiving travel winds down. Nearly 4 feet of snow fell on some parts of western New York over the past few days, according to the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center, with some places exceeding the four-foot mark. Dang. On Sunday, that's taller than some people. Across the country, nearly 70% of the continental United States will see temperatures below 32 degrees. Isn't that literally freezing? Over the next few days, some cities, including New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Minneapolis, and Cincinnati, they will experience below average temperatures for the entire week. So much for global warming, am I right? Nice. The Trump family, Donald J. Trump, has selected billionaire Masad Boulos, B-O-U-L-O-S, Boulos, to serve as his senior advisor on Arab and Middle Eastern affairs. Second time in as many days that the president-elect has chosen a family member for a key post. He's a family member, huh? Boulos is the father-in-law of the president-elect's daughter, Tiffany. His daughter married a Muslim? I don't know if she married a Muslim. And was heavily involved in campaigning for Trump in Muslim American communities in battleground states. On Saturday, Trump named real estate developer Charles Kushner, as the next U.S. ambassador to France. Kushner is the father of Jared Kushner, who is married to Trump's daughter, Ivanka. She's the one who turned Jewish. Kushner is the father of Jared Kushner, as you know. The elder Kushner, the father, was pardoned by Trump in 2020. Very nice, following a 2005 conviction on federal charges. Federal charges? Give me a break. Federal charges are all a bunch of lame charges for the most part. Nah, I don't know. The selection of his daughter's father-in-law for two critical posts underscores that Trump will, father's-in-law for two critical posts underscore that Trump will continue to lean on trusted family members in his second term, as he maybe should. I don't know. I'm James Hake, now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Excuse me. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. Isn't that amazing? Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas. We say Merry Christmas up in here. Merry Christmas, not Merry Holiday. It's Merry Christmas. And yes, there is a Santa Claus. And if you don't believe it, then poor you. You'll get no toys. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Brand new biblical question, and it's a doozy. It's brand new and a doozy. What's the difference? No. Have you discovered the traitor in you? Some of you are like, traitor? I didn't even know I had a traitor in me. Have you discovered the traitor in you? It's all about knowing yourself. Have you discovered the traitor in you? Know thyself. You can listen to the show if you're busy and about and you can't sit and watch it. You go to podcast later, I understand that. But you can be listening no matter what you're doing or where you are, where you're pardoning your son or your daughter. And you don't want to hold a press conference, let the people know you lied about you weren't going to pardon them. Or where you're buying some fentanyl. Or you're selling fentanyl. Or you're having withdrawals from fentanyl. Whether you're illegal alien or not, and you're trying to hurry up and get here before January 20th, I believe that's when they swear the president in. He'll be sworn in, the great white hope, that is. Or when you're on your way home from a vacation, or on your way to a vacation, or just plain old sitting up at a beach. You can be listening to the show live on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday, though we take all calls, we take the ladies' call first as they come in. Every Monday is and will always be Female Monday. Life. I had to fight. You told Hoppo to beat me. I ain't taking no more.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
I do believe we shall overcome someday. Did you hear Walmart is joining a growing list of companies to roll back DEI. Hallelujah. Walmart is joining a growing list of companies to roll back DEI, meaning to roll back affirmative action. People are tired of the blacks begging and blaming and being a victim. And not just the blacks, but the gays and everybody that's wrong. What's up? No more victims. Let's get back to the real deal. May the best man win. I got a song. I ain't got no melody. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. May the best man win. The most qualified. That's the America I grew up in. Me, Jesse. I grew up in an America that the most qualified person got the job. The most qualified person got the credit card or the line of credit. It have anything to do with your color, your sexual morality, whatever they call that mess. It was the best person. And it made America great. And now America is a mess because of so-called DEI. Well, congratulations to Walmart. ABC News has reported Walmart, the world's largest retail, is rolling back its diversity, meaning affirmative action. Its diversity, equity, and inclusion policy, joining a growing list of major corporations that have done the same. Welcome back. Daddy is home. Donald Trump is home. Daddy is home. Go sit down, mama, and shut up. Daddy is home. Dad is home. Your dad is home to stay. First soundbite from ABC. Watch this.
This morning, the world's largest retailer says it's rolling back some of its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. Walmart, which employs more than 1.5 million Americans, joins a list of major corporations revising DEI initiatives. The company saying every decision comes from a place of wanting to foster a sense of belonging, to open doors to opportunities for all our associates, customers, and suppliers.
This is the single largest employer in the United States. We are talking about a company that is worth almost $1 trillion on its own.
Robbie Starbuck, a political commentator and anti-DEI activist, celebrated the development. He's previously pressured companies, including Lowe's and John Deere, to change their policies.
We were able to have frank conversations with Walmart. And as I've said for a long time, I don't ask companies to take on my political views. I am simply advocating for corporate neutrality.
Walmart says many of the changes to its DEI programs were already planned and not a result of conversations with Starbuck. The company is pledging to better monitor third-party marketplace items to make sure they don't feature sexual and transgender products aimed at minors. Walmart says it will also review its funding to Pride events and will end racial equity training programs for staff.
Wow. And the president have not been sworn in yet. Daddy is home to stay. I hope Donald Trump can be president forever like Putin. Putin been president like 10 years, right?
20 or more.
Huh?
20 or more.
What the? We don't need but one real president. One that would do the job. We don't need to get Mo. Daddy is home. You don't need but one daddy, right? You don't need but one God. The dream team. Trump. Netanyahu. And Putin. The dream team. Making the world great again. Congratulations, Walmart. I don't know why you were afraid to be independent in the beginning. Ooh, but the gays are ticked. And you're going to hear the blacks being ticked too. Because for 70 years or so, give or take, the blacks, not all, but most have been victims. The white man won't let me. The white man holding me back. The white man won't give me a job. I went in there and the white man wouldn't give me a job. And then I got the job and then the white man looked at me in the wrong way and I felt I felt discriminated against and I had to quit. It's hard on the black man in America. The black man just can't do it. I know the black man did it 70 years ago. They were more independent. They weren't thinking about the white man. But now the white man holding me back, we got civil rights. And we still held back. The white man did. The white man smarter than me. The white man won't give me their community. The white man won't let me live in that neighborhood. And one time I was a teacher at the white man's school, and the white people were celebrating Donald Trump, and they were walking down the hall, the kids, the white kids, and they had flag with Donald Trump on their hats, Donald Trump. And I was just so scared. And then I had my black student get up, and my black student said that I was just so scared. And then I wondered, if I'm that scared of the white man, why do I go to the white man's school? Why am I applying for an application at the white man's school? Why don't I stay in the black man's school? Why don't I just stay over there in the hood and teach? Since I'm so scared of the white man, why do I want to live in the white man neighborhood and I'm scared of him? Isn't that like amazing? They're afraid of the white man, but where they go look for a job? At the white man's house. And that makes sense, right? They have schools in the hood. The LGBTQ and everything that come with it are ticked at these companies getting rid of their DEI, affirmative action program, that's what it is, for the victims. And LGBTQ advocate group is still fighting despite the rollback of DEI. DEI, from what I've been told, made more money off us than anybody else ever made of it. They made buku money being DEI coaches. The LGBTQ advocate group is still fighting despite the rollback of DEI. This is from ABC News.
GLAAD, an LGBTQ advocacy group, has said, "We cannot let fear and fringe anti-LGBTQ activists dilute the work that has been done in the name of visibility, acceptance, and opportunity."
Companies need to listen to our movement. We are powerful and growing every single day. We will not stop until we have eliminated wokeness in corporate America.
They would not stop it if they put everybody to sleep. Because they ain't woke. They went woke to darkness, I guess. Victims. Sometimes I feel like a victim. Sometimes I don't. I'm enjoying got nuts. Mounds don't. What a mess. Well, don't worry. Donald Trump is back. And he is making the world great again, not just America. He's literally have a strong impact on the whole wide world. The whole wide world. And for the flat earth, the whole flat world. One man, greater is he that's in Trump than in you. One man. Think about that. Christian, y'all been waiting on a second coming. Donald Trump is the second coming. Get on board. Get on board. A train is coming. Australia is rolling back social media for children under 16. Did you hear about this? Australia is rolling back social media for children under the 16. Why did they do this before Trump got in office and the S-man came about? Musk. I wonder what is Australia up to. I counsel with a lot of people in Australia. Really do. I feel like I know Australia now. According to Reuters, Australia approved on Thursday a social media ban for children age 16 after a debate that has gripped the nation. Watch this from Reuters.
Social media will soon be banned for under 16-year-olds in Australia after a new law sets a benchmark with one of the world's toughest regulations targeting big...
I got a song, I ain't got no melody, and I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I got a dance, I ain't got no steps, no. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. Will it go round in circles? Will it just fly high like a bird up in the sky? We'll come back to that. Let me know when it's ready, Nick. In the meantime, let's do some super chat. Super
chat.
And then we get to your
super
call.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Over on.
Do you have a song, but you ain't got no melody?
I don't know how that's possible.
Let the bad guy win it once in a while?
That's fun. It's a fun song. I like it.
And do you have a step, but you ain't got no... but you ain't got no... I got a step, I ain't got no dance. How was your Thanksgiving, Hank?
It was nice.
Yeah?
Yep.
You doing anything special?
Everything I do is special.
Oh. Did you go to your parents?
I didn't make it to my parents.
You don't like them?
I do. Yeah.
Well, why you go? They read right down
I'll
the
go,
road.
I'll not go like, later.
It's not like they're that far away.
I know. I'll go for Christmas. More days off, you know.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Over on, we have a bunch of super chats left over from Friday.
Nice.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife.
Hey, Julie.
The answer to what's wrong with the blacks, she has the response.
What's wrong with the blacks?
The mama spirit is a little more potent in the black community, and the blacks are a little more sensitive to the mama spirit because their minds have been worked on more to hate. This caused the fathers to leave the home a little bit more than the whites and lead to more violence. But in the end, blacks can overcome the same as whites can. Just a little more difficult because of the hate that's been placed upon them.
That's deep, Julie, and so true. Black people don't have a racial issue. They don't have a white man problem. They don't have an American problem. They have a spiritual problem. Those who have not awakened. You're absolutely right. It's the spirit. Look how angry black people. They're just like their mama. And for the white people, it's their mama. For the black people, it's they mama. If they drop that anger, Julie, they could be free just like that. And they can see their way. It'll be amazing. Like they did in the good old days when boys were boys and men were men. Thank you, Julie. You're right on the money. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Dawn out of Michigan, modern gentleman. You're good right, morning. Jesse. If I can, I should help. As I have been helped by all of you, seeing myself, it has improved my life more than I could ever knew was possible. And it's amazing. I appreciate all you guys at Bond. Love you all.
Amazing. Thank you. And he is responding to the Chalice Grant. We're raising $100,000 to take her through the holidays and while y'all are on vacation. And we have a Chalice Grant. Someone offered up to $50,000 if we can raise $50,000. And so thank you. And I should have to remind you to give, but people forget. And they like, I don't know what they be thinking, but you take money to function on earth, right? And so thank you and go and give, folks. Give whatever you can give, you can give the whole $50,000 or $100,000, give it. But if you can give a dollar, or you can give 20 or 10 or whatever, and get us to the $50,000, all right? We'll let you know when we get there. Amazing. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate. Rebuildingaman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663 to make a donation. And people ask me, when I come with people around the world, they're like, hey, I want to donate to you. Just, can I donate from a different country? And they can, right?
Right.
By doing what?
Going to rebuildingtheman.com/donate.
Right.
And you can either PayPal internationally, or I think you can direct donate through the bond donation form internationally, I believe.
And if you have a problem with that, call 800-411 and they'll assist you on how to do it. All right? Let us know. Amazing. So thank you. Amazing.
And you can dial that 800 number free via Skype from overseas. FYI.
Right on.
Just as you can call the radio show number free via Skype from overseas.
Deep.
Spirit Girl 13 bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. I want to know, is there something?
I want to know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on me? Remember that song?
Yeah, but I don't think that's the lyrics.
What do you think the lyrics are?
I don't know what the lyrics are, but I know that there's something wrong with that lyric.
You don't think the lyrics are, I want to know, have
that
you ever seen
part.
The rain
yes.
coming down?
Yes.
On me?
No.
You don't think it's on me?
I don't think it is. I could be wrong, but I don't think it is.
You thought light lit.
We shall see later.
Okay.
As Spirit Girl 13 was saying, I want to know, is there something wrong with you when people do wrong by you? I've been betrayed, and I feel like something is wrong with me.
No. If someone betrayed you, it's something wrong with them, not you. They're Judas. Judas. That's why they did it. But you're wrong for not seeing it before it happened. You trusted people. You can never, ever, ever, ever. Human beings are evil and cannot be trusted. And you trusted them. You decided in your own mind, oh, this is a nice person. Let this be my friend. And so you went wrong by trusting, but you're not to blame that. They'll be responsible for their own acts, so you're not to blame for that. Amazing. Nice question. But forgive. Don't be angry. There is never, ever, ever, but never, 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 ever. I don't care what situation happens. I don't care who walk in and out of your life. There's never a reason to be angry. Zero. When she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Spirit Girl 13.
Yeah.
Lori bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I loved when caller Matthew said,
coming down on me.
Nope.
You just wrote, who wrote coming down on me?
Nobody.
Come down on a sunny day.
There you go.
What do you mean?
That's what the lyric is.
I want to know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on me?
Nope.
And you're saying coming down
on a sunny day.
That don't even sound right.
Because you're singing it wrong.
Those melodies don't even flow.
Because you're singing the syllables incorrectly. It's
coming down
on a sunny day.
Have you ever seen the rain coming down on a sunny day?
In your face.
It may be.
I was right.
Yeah, you may be right.
No, I am right. I looked it up on the internet.
Oh,
it's
you
a
did?
Fact.
If it's on the internet, it's definitely a fact. Coming down on a sunny day.
I don't mean to be so aggressive toward the host on his own show.
Too late.
Hey, Jesse, I loved when
caller... Oh, please, you trust the white guy.
About Creedence Clearwater Revival.
That's who's saying that?
Yeah.
Amazing. Okay.
Hey, Jesse, I love
my bag.
When caller... Thank you.
Yeah, my bag.
I loved when caller Matthew said evil controls everyday life, like the clothes he wears and buys. This was last week Matthew said that.
Mm-hmm.
That is Revelations. That is the mark of the beast on foreheads and hands. We consult the devil thoughts when buying and selling or anything we do in life. It's spiritual, not a tattoo or of 666 on our forehead. Revelation has been happening, and it's happening now, says Lori.
Amazing. Thank you. Interesting.
Aries 1 gave a diamond, no message.
Thank you.
Robert T. over on X on Friday or Thursday said, love you, brother.
Thank you. Love you back.
Mike Young bought
Thank
a coffee.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, Jesse, speaking of pumpkin pie, remember this song from, I think I read this one already, from the 1960s? Apples, peaches, and pumpkin pie from Jay and the Techniques.
Yeah, you read that one.
Yeah. Reed Essio bought a coffee. I don't know how I read that one, but didn't read all these others. I must have jumped down. Reed Essio bought a coffee. Jesse, I've been far away for a while and got an idea for your 24-hour network. Hear me out. It's...
Send it to my producer at JesseLeePeterson.com, all right?
Nice.
We're building a 24-hour net, all talk, all men, for 24 hours a day. Isn't that amazing? And you don't have to agree with me. You just need to be a man. 24 hours a day. So if you have ideas and you would like to be a part of the network around the world, punch your TV. Send it to producer at JesseLeePeterson.com. Producer at JesseLeePeterson.com. And today we have a live Punch and TV special.
It's true.
Punch and TV at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. 2 p.m. Pacific time.
Today, you don't want to miss it. Live. Isn't that amazing? Thank you.
Steven from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. Hi, guys. Liberals are slaves. That's why they want to be liberated and progress towards their so-called liberation. Conservatives are free. That's why they want to keep conservative that way. This show's amazing. Hearts.
Amazing. Heard around the world by everybody. Bay mama if you're black. And everybody and their mama if you're white. Thank you.
Hey, Brian on Cash App. Does this count towards my bond donation?
If you wanted to, absolutely.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bryant.
I'll make sure it does.
Although, just be warned that the Cash App is not tax deductible.
Yeah. For tax deductible, you got to go to rebuildingtheman.com.
Yeah.
Am I right?
That's right.
Rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663.
Coffees and Cash Apps are not tax deductible. Isaiah Tuffy gave a Cash App tip. Thank you.
Isaiah Tuffy?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Amazing.
Thank you, Isaiah.
Thank you, Isaiah.
Shout out to the top contributors on DLive on Friday. Aries 1, Games for Rec, Groovy Monkey, Misty, Wolf 336, and Army Ann. Appreciate the support, guys and gals.
Amazing. Thank you. Can you hold there for
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
I want to get some calls.
Okay.
And then we'll come back to it?
Yes.
Don't forget where you are.
You got it.
Amazing. And I'll come back. Come back to it. Does that sound white?
Nope.
Does it sound white?
No, it sounds...
We'll come back to it?
It sounds like a British black.
You think so? Kelvin is out of Ohio. Kelvin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm back again.
Hey, Kelvin.
Be like Maze.
Maze from Ohio.
Yeah, I'm going to be like her, y'all. Y'all going to get used to me.
Right on.
Remember our last conversation?
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
I'm black myself. I remember what I did in kindergarten.
You do? I don't.
All right. So,
matter of fact, we didn't even have a kindergarten. We had a first grade. In my days, they didn't have kindergarten. They started off in the first grade. At 6 years old. Can you hold for a minute? Let me take a quick break.
Yep.
888-775-3773. A quick break. Back to your calls right after this break. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back. A few announcements, just a few. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11 a.m. The guy who did not go to his family house on Thanksgiving, and they live right down the road. It's not like he had to get on a plane or travel for hours. Mary, don't be mad at him. His mama named Mary. And his dad is not, he can care less either way. If he sure, fine. If he doesn't, fine. Mama, don't be mad. Hake said they never get mad at him over that. If he sure, fine. If he doesn't, they remember. Oh, amazing. But anyway, the Hake Report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. James Hake is on fire and he's not afraid. And then Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Better known as Arkansas. Not Arkansas, but Arkansas. And at 2 p.m. Brand new episode, a live episode of the Punchy TV. Punchy.tv. We can't show anything because we have nothing to show you. It's going to be live. You can call in and everything. Punchy.tv at 2 p.m. today. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. He's back. He went to Georgia for Thanksgiving. Georgia on my mind. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. You didn't do anything while you were away, right? No show?
No.
Oh, okay.
A little too clunky and difficult.
I bet it was.
Yep.
Down in Georgia. Did you take any videos or anything of you being in Georgia?
Big time.
Oh, yeah? You going to be showing some of those?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. You're going to see the Anchor Baby down in Georgia. Oh, my, my. At 4 p.m. today. And for personal shout-outs, birthday shout-outs, weddings, anniversary, congratulations, encouragement, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, shout-outs. I'll do them for you. At Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. All right, I'll do them for you. And the men's forum this Thursday night. It's the first Thursday of the month, the men's forum. All right, let me go quickly back to Kevin out of Ohio. So, Kevin, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
No problem. Okay, so our last conversation, we had a difference of opinion as far as the devil making you do anything. So, I will repeat exactly every word that I said.
But long story short, you believe that the devil does not have control of you and make you think and do things that you don't want to do, right? You don't believe that, right?
He can't force you to sin.
You don't believe that, right?
Of course.
Okay, go ahead.
So when I say that, the devil can't make you sin. He can't force you to sin. He doesn't have that type of juice. So I say that, like, you're not a passenger in your own body. Nothing is forcing you or driving you to do things.
And why you say that? I say that
because we know in the second chapter of Colossians, the death of Christ defeated Satan. So since he can't force you to sin, he can only put things in your mind to make you want to sin, which ultimately, as I said before, is going to be your decision. So when I say that, I'm supporting what I say, so it's not just my opinion.
And so if he can't make you do it, why do you do it?
Even though I answered that last week, I'm going to answer it again. So, again, he's going to put things in your mind. He's going to put things in your head. He's going to put his thoughts in your thoughts to make you want to sin. And because we still live in the flesh, we still wrestle with that. We still wrestle with our spirit.
But if he can't make you do it, why do you do it?
I don't want to say everybody, but because I know you're going to do that, so I'm going to just say me. He will put thoughts in my mind.
I know you're repeating that over and over again, but the question is, if he cannot make you do it, why do you do it?
It could be because of the thrill, because of me, because of my flesh wanting to, so my flesh will win over my spirit at times.
So you're saying
that's me personally. I'm not speaking for everybody.
Right. So you're saying he's not making you do it. You do it because you want to do it?
Yeah, the devil can't force you to do anything. He can only put things in your mind to make you want to sin.
And so you're saying you're sinning because you want to sin?
If I do anything bad, like I said before, if I do anything bad, it could be because at the time, it could be because of a thrill, but at that time, I also made the decision to do something bad or good.
And you're saying that when you do bad things, you do them because
you... Long story short, yes.
and so, even though the devil put it in your mind to do it, you saying he can't make you do it. You saying he can't make you do it, but you're saying you're doing it because you want to do it, not because he put it in your mind and made you do it.
I can still say no,
right?
But that temptation.
If you could say no, why don't you say no?
Hey, sometimes that temptation can be greater.
And so he's making you do what you don't want to do then.
Like for instance.
Is that right or not?
No, that's not right.
Okay,
not fully right.
How is that not fully right?
Because
I want you to listen to yourself. You're not even listening to yourself, right?
Because even though
the devil can't make you do things,
he can't force you.
But he put it on your mind. He put it on your mind, and because he put it on your mind, you do it. But you're doing it because you want to do it. That doesn't make sense.
Because you know right from wrong, though.
No, you don't.
So that temptation can get...
You don't know right from wrong.
Did Adam know right from wrong?
Uh-uh. He didn't know until...
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He did not know...
Yes, he did.
Hey, he did not know wrong until he did wrong. He only knew right.
Okay, how about this? Is obeying God right?
Stay with that first. Stay with that.
We are. We stand with it.
Adam did not know wrong. He only knew right. He never knew wrong until he did wrong. And once he did wrong, he thought he was God because he knew right and wrong. Whereas before, he only knew right.
How about this?
Does that make
sense?
Obeying
God.
Does that make sense?
I get where you're coming from.
Where am I coming from?
you feel that nothing was bad in the garden, so Adam only knew right.
And are you, is that true or not?
No, no.
So you're saying before Adam listened to the woman, he knew wrong and right?
Yes.
Why did he never do anything wrong until that happened? He had never done anything wrong until that happened. If he knew
never
right,
did anything wrong, but he, right. he never
if
did
he
anything
knew
wrong,
right
he
from
knew
wrong.
Right from wrong.
No, he didn't.
Okay,
if he knew
is
right
obeying
from
God
wrong,
considered as good?
What?
Is obeying God considered good?
No.
I'm gonna let that pass.
Why?
Is disobeying
Why
God
are you
considered
gonna
as,
let that pass?
Because I know I'm gonna just say that's wrong.
And why are you saying that's wrong?
So you're saying it's not good to obey God.
Where did you get the idea that it's good?
Okay. Before Eve was even in the picture, before the snake was even in the picture.
I asked you, where did you get the idea that it was good?
I'm giving it to you right now.
What?
Before the snake or Eve was in the picture, God specifically told Adam the day that you, Adam, the
You're
day
not
that
making
you
any sense
eat
right
of
now.
The tree, you will die.
Wait, it's so not Bible. This, hey. It's
no,
not
I
Bible.
I know. Relax.
Where did you get the idea that it was good?
To obey God?
Yeah.
Is that not common sense that
you're not answering
God
the question?
Good?
Where'd you get that idea from?
To obey God is good. Do we all not know that obeying God is good?
Then why don't you obey Him?
Did I say I'm not?
No, I'm asking why don't you obey Him if you believe it's good?
Who said I don't?
Because you just said you listen to the thoughts and the thoughts. They don't make you do it, but you do things you don't want to do because you do it for the thrill of it. How is that obeying God?
I'm not disobeying God 24/7. I'm saying that whenever we do bad things, it's because of our own decision, our own actions.
How do you? And then I got to run because I'm not Bible Thumping Thursday. I can't go on and on.
I'm not
but
Bible Thumping Jesse Lee Peterson.
How do you decide to do bad? Or why do you decide to do bad?
I got to repeat myself, man. Okay. Because of me also making the decision to do good or bad, I live in the flesh. I am still human. I am still living on earth. I am still in the flesh. So my spirit will always wrestle with the flesh.
How do
the
you
that
make...
I don't want to do, but I end up doing it because of my flesh.
So how do you make a decision to do bad or good?
How can I put it? It could be thoughts in your head, good or bad.
Are you your thoughts?
I decide.
Are you your thoughts?
I want to say neutral. I want to try to be neutral with that, though. I want to try to be neutral with that because sometimes even you agree with me, bad thoughts aren't thoughts. Bad thoughts. When we get bad thoughts, it's not.
Are you your thoughts?
I can make some thoughts.
Are you your thoughts?
If I identify with some thoughts, then yes.
Are you your thoughts?
I'm not going to fully say I'm my thoughts. If I identify with some thoughts, then yes, I am.
Are you your thoughts?
Because I make those thoughts.
Are you your thoughts?
Okay, I am going to say yes for the sake of the conversation.
No, I want to know what you really believe. Are you your thoughts? Don't say for not the sake of a conversation. That
not all
sense.
Of them, okay? No, not all of my thoughts are mine.
So are you some of your thoughts?
Yes. The thought that I make.
Give me an example of a thought that you make and tell me how you make it.
All right. I can make a certain thought based off of my senses.
Of your what?
My senses.
Your what?
Senses. The sense of smell, the sense of taste.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Go ahead. I got it. Sorry about
that. I can make certain thoughts off of that.
Right.
Have you ever heard of my mom used to tell me this when I was young. Never let your eyes be bigger than your stomach. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah. Meaning that don't pile your plate up with food thinking that you're going to eat the whole thing.
So say if you go to an all-you-can-eat buffet and you see all this food and you smelling this, this look good. That look good. It smell good. But then when you get to the buffet, you piling your food for the chicken, mashed potato, corn, meatloaf,
make a long story short, everything. Stop piling
so
the plate. So you made the decision about the food on your plate, right?
But when you eat it and then you can't finish it because you get full, you thought that you could eat all that stuff.
Are you saying you made that decision, right?
Oh, yeah. I made the decision to pile my food, but then I can't finish it.
Who gave you the ability to make that decision?
God, because...
Then why do you say you do it?
Free will.
Why do you say you do it?
He gave us the free will to make our own decision.
No, he didn't. You don't have a free will. But that's a different
story. Can we not decide to live our life with God? And can we not decide not to live our life with God?
No.
What?
Have you decided to live your life with God?
I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in progress.
Have you decided to live a life with God?
I'm a work in progress. I'm working on it.
Have you decided to live a life with God? Have you made that decision?
Yes, that's why I say I'm a work in progress.
So if you made that decision, why aren't you doing it?
Because I am a work in progress.
But you made the decision. Why does it just automatically happen?
I made the decision to decide to want to live my life with God.
Why isn't it happening if you're able to make that decision?
So you're saying it can happen at an instant, right?
I'm asking, why isn't it happening if you made that decision to do it?
Because God is working on me, so I am.
So
a
then
work
you're
progress.
Not you're not able to do it then.
I made the decision to walk with God.
Then why aren't you walking with God? Why aren't you walking with God?
Because God is working on me.
God does not work on you.
So I'm slowly changing.
How is God working on you? Give me an example of how he's working on you.
All right. So a lot of things.
A quick example because of time.
A lot of things that I used to do or I thought was good for me, I am slowly changing. To eliminate that kind of stuff from my life to be more closer with God.
Amazing.
So God is working on me.
He's not working on you, but
I cannot do it by myself.
Kevin, you can't do it, period. But
Jesse.
Call me again. I gotta run. All right. Amazing call.
All right, bet.
What?
Bet. It means okay, cool.
Okay. All right, call me again, buddy.
All right.
Okay. Oh, amazing. Absolutely amazing. Carol is a first-time caller out of Savannah, Georgia. Did you see Nick down there? Carol. Hey, Carol. Carol. Is it Carol? Okay, Carol, hold on.
Hello, Jesse. Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well. Did you see Nick? He was just down there the other day.
No, I did not. I didn't know he was here. I would love to see him.
Yeah, next time he come to town, we're going to let everybody know. That way you can meet him at a big cafe and he can give everybody a little talk.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Well, Jesse, I listen to you all the time. I really follow a lot of the things that you say. They just resonate with me, and they make just make so much sense, you know? I do the silent prayer every day, every evening, for 30 minutes. And so I came across a situation that I'm in that I really am having a hard time handling and just getting the thoughts under control. And I just really needed your input on it.
Okay.
Well, the situation is I have...
Speak right into your phone, Carol.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So the situation, I live with a man. We are not married. He told me we were spiritually married, but anyway. we are... yeah. So we are not married, but now, you know, he dropped his bombshell on me. He wants me to be his roommate. It's like, don't move out. Don't leave. Just stay here. Be the roommate. He's in the second spare room. So... I'm really sure how to handle that situation.
Come back to the phone. You keep drifting away from your phone. Speak right into it.
Okay. How about now? Can you hear me? Can you hear me better?
Yeah, but just stay right with the phone, okay?
Okay.
Are you on a speakerphone?
I am now. Yeah.
What the? No, get off the speakerphone, Karen. That's what makes it worse. And speak right
okay,
into the phone.
Okay, how about now?
Okay, are you black?
Yes, I'm black.
Oh, and no wonder.
What?
But go ahead. Now your boyfriend, the ex, wants you to be a roommate and not a girlfriend. He didn't marry you because it was spiritual. Now he wants you to be a roommate and not a girlfriend?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
And... okay, I just feel like I'm confused. I don't know. Emotionally, I should be able to handle that, right? But emotionally, I can't.
What are you confused about?
Whether to stay or whether to go.
Why are you confused about that? The man don't want you no more. He never did marry you, so he never really wanted you. He just wanted something from you. He got that. Now he doesn't even want that. Why are you confused about moving on?
Well, I just established, I don't know, I just feel like it would be convenient for me to stay here, you know, rather than go out and find a place of my own. And, you know, he is not giving me any problems or anything. I'm free to come and go. And
but when he start bringing women to the house, will you be happy with that?
Oh, no, no.
And then
no,
why would
that
you want to...
work.
So then why would you want to stay in that condition then? You're not going to be happy because he will be bringing women around.
Wow. Because he told me he's not interested in seeing anyone else and that's not the reason why he wants it to be platonic now. You know, it has nothing to do with anybody else.
But so. Why don't you move on and start living your life and working on you? Why are you putting up with any uncomfortable situation?
I don't know. Because I feel like I don't want to be emotional and just run off.
You don't have to be emotional to move. Hold on a minute, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. I can't believe this hour gone again. One more hour to go. We're going to move as many calls as possible. Hate news, not the fake news. One more hour to go. 888-77-JESSE. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed. Suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of Female Monday, December 2nd, AD 2024, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get in on the final hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show for today. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. For the men's forum, if you need to check on any info, or you can call 1-800-411-BOND. Men's forum is first Thursday of the month. That's the 5th, I do believe, of December 2024, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. The Hake Report is coming up next after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, so check that out if you so please. Joelle Friday TV happening after that. Punchy TV, a live stream today. That's going to be cool at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, 6, no, 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 4 Central. Nice. And then American Anchor Baby later today. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports on Syria and Russian jets stepping up strikes on opposition forces in northern Syria in retaliation for the sudden offensive that has cost the regime control of Aleppo. What? That's the country's second largest city. The offensive has also led to the capture by the Rebel Alliance, Rebel Alliance, of an important military base east of Aleppo, and large areas of both Aleppo and Idlib provinces. What's going on? What is this? The advances have been met by little resistance on the ground from regime forces, and also come at a time when Syria's key backers, Iran and Russia, are focusing on their own conflicts. The rebels' sweeping success, okay, so that's their civil war going on, I guess, right? Has posed the biggest challenge in 8 years. 8 years to President Bashar al-Assad, when Russian air power helped reverse rebel gains in their so-called civil war. What a mess, huh? And Georgia protests. These are protests not in the state of Georgia, in the country of Georgia, which is also called the state, but it's not in the United States. A state outside the states is called, or what countries are called. Days of protests have rocked Georgia following the government's controversial decision to delay the former Soviet territory's bid to join the EU, European Union. Tensions have been brewing for months in the nation of just mere 3.7 million people, where critics accuse the ruling party of following increasingly authoritarian pro-Russian policies, a turn from the West that has tempered hopes for Georgia's long-promised path to EU membership. Who wants to be part of the European Union? Psh, pass. The protests have been met by a violent police crackdown, with the ruling party and thousands of protesters. They've become locked in a battle over the country's future and whether it should forge closer ties with Russia or with Europe. How about both, huh? What's wrong with both? Georgia has gained independence from the Soviet Union back in 1991. They pursued EU membership for years with the goal of joining the bloc written into the country's so-called constitution. What a mess. And did you hear about this? This is mess. This is the words of an actress woman, Marissa Bode, B-O-D-E. She stated one of the major themes within Wicked, some movie, right, is, I guess, having the ability to listen and to understand one another. And I truly hope that is something a lot of you can practice more and take with you. She's asking for kindness after receiving gross and harmful comments about her character's disability on social media since the release of Wicked. Bode uses a wheelchair and plays Elphaba's sister, Nessa Rose, in the film. Sorry, I guess you didn't really care about that. What a mess. Meanwhile, in health anxiety in your, meanwhile, in your head, health anxiety is not just in your head. It's a legitimate mental illness. Say the ladies at the Skim. You got a headache? Too bad. It's all in your head. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. You can get involved by calling, and there's one line open, by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Brand new biblical question, and it's a doozy. Have you discovered the traitor in you? There's a traitor in every human being. Have you discovered that in you? Know thyself. Have you discovered the traitor in you? You, if you're about out of the body and not able to watch the show because you got to move about, you podcast, of course you can podcast later, but you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday, and every Monday, though we take all calls, every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight. I like. What did she say? Agitate men or something. What's up?
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
I had
Let
to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You are.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
We've been lied to for so long. You too, Hoppo, to beat me. All my life, I've been beat by men. My daddy, my brothers, my uncles, my cousins. Ain't gonna take it no more. Carol ain't going to take it no more either. Out of Savannah, Georgia. I had to put Carol on hold. Let's see here. Carol, Carol?
Hey, Jesse.
Okay, so you living with a guy who said he's going to marry you. He didn't marry you. He said you had a spiritual relationship. Now he said, I don't want to be with you at all. Let's be roommates.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's so ironic that today is Female Monday.
That's right. Female Monday. And so your question for me is what?
Well, I think you answered my question, Jesse. I had a chance to think about it, too, while I was on hold. You made it so simple. You said, you know, why am I even putting up with an uncomfortable, you know, situation? So I really had a chance to think about that while you had me on hold, and I just don't really have a good reason other than he's telling me, well, it's not practical to just leave because we got it, we're in this lease together and things like that. And he's making me feel like I'm not being practical because I'm leaving.
And why are you falling for that?
Because I don't want to be doing things out of emotion. You know, he's telling me that my emotions are making me want to leave. And
who is
I'm
telling
trying to
you
get
that?
Away from being,
how is your emotions make you want to leave? You got with a guy who said he was going to marry you. He did not marry you. Right. He's now saying, let's be roommates. He's done with you. He's now saying, let's be a roommate. How is it emotional to move and have your own life? That doesn't make sense.
You're right. It doesn't,
no, that
it
was
doesn't
a,
make sense.
That was a question.
Well, I've been in confusion about it. I
why?
Don't know. To me, it makes... I guess that's the traitor in me, the confusion.
And why are
know.
You listening to the traitor in you?
Because it wants what it wants, you know? It just wants to hear. It wants what it wants.
And what do you want? You
know, for things to turn out the way that I planned.
And how's that?
Know, to have a life with this person, to fit, you know.
But
to,
you're not going to have that with him.
And then so now, I guess a part of me doesn't really want to or doesn't know how to. Let that go.
Do you feel rejected by him now?
Oh, very much so. I mean, he is just like sailing along, you know, eating a sandwich like nothing. And I'm the one all in a tizzy and all upset, you know. he's fine, just like sleeping good, eating good and everything.
And you feel rejected?
Very much.
And go ahead.
And then on top of the rejection, he kind of makes me feel like it's my fault that I'm in the friend zone, that I put myself there because I'm this person or that person, you know, like kind of assassinating my character, too, at the same time.
Like you, what kind of person are you saying?
That I'm too high, that I'm too jealous, I'm not trusting, I'm not this and I'm not that,
and
I don't trust.
And are those things true about you?
Yeah, they are now. I didn't start out that way, but I probably can say, yes, that's the case. Nope, I don't trust them. Nope, I don't. I probably am kind of volatile right now. I probably am because I'm angry.
And who is it his fault that you're feeling all those emotions and that you live with him without being married? You gave up your body without being married to him. Is it his fault that you got yourself into that condition?
Yes. I feel like it's his fault.
How
so
is it his fault?
Because he misled me.
But
well,
go ahead.
He convinced me that we were spiritually married, first of all, because I did refrain. I had refrained for 5 years. And he convinced me that we were spiritually married. And so now we can consummate the marriage.
And
yeah,
you didn't know that you weren't really married? You didn't have sense enough to know that on your own?
This guy talks about God. He talks about the Bible. He talks about spirituality. I thought he knew what he was talking about.
Had you gone down to a preacher and did some vows?
No.
And then why did
not.
You believe it then? And you ain't nobody married you. Why did you believe anything other than that?
Because he said that, you know, that going to have the government marry you, that's man's law. That's not God's law. And in the eyes of God, it's what counts, not what man.
But why did you believe what he believed?
I wanted it to make sense. I wanted it to.
So you
wanted
to believe a lie. You wanted to believe it.
I wanted to believe it. That is the truth. I have to really, yeah.
And is it his fault that you wanted to believe a lie?
I take responsibility for that. I knew better. Deep down inside, I knew that was not correct.
And so why do you blame him for anything that you have done?
Well, I was kind of hoping he meant what he said, you know. I'm kind of hoping he would come around and, you know.
And why?
I guess I thought he would change his mind and we would eventually be married for real.
And is it his fault that you were consulting with the devil and hoping for something that was never going to happen?
No.
And so you can't be mad at him about that then?
I mean, I had help.
So what now?
I didn't convince myself of it. I had help.
Who helped you?
He did.
No, the devil helped you. You wanted to believe him, so the devil helped you. Because think about this. You're a grown woman. You moved in with a man that said, I'm going to marry you. He didn't marry you. He said, okay, don't worry. We're spiritual married. You believed it. You wanted to believe it. Now he's telling you he left me a roommate. And now you're questioning whether you should move out or not. All that is in you and on you. You can't blame him for any of that. You were screwed up when he met you.
You sound like him now.
Meaning what?
That's exactly what he said.
Weren't you already screwed up when he met you?
That's what he told me. I guess it's true. I wasn't as put together as I thought I was.
And so why did you think you were put together before you met him?
Because I was going to church. I had been celibate for 5 years. I had stopped doing a lot of things that I wasn't doing no more. I had changed my life around. I was chilling. You know, I was taking care of myself. I was, you know, doing good.
And yet,
I was living a good life.
And yet you had an evil heart. You were cleaning the glass on the outside and doing nothing for it on the inside. You still had a wicked heart. You had an angry heart, and you're looking for love.
Wow, it just seems really, it's kind of frustrating when you do all of that and you still end up in the same situation. You still end up in the same fix.
Because all you're doing is dressing up on the outside, but inside you're still dirty and evil. And you're still trying to find somebody or something to make you free on the inside, and that's not going to work. You got
to
clean
the inside.
You want to be free?
I do. Then I want to be free on the inside.
Then drop your anger.
Who am I angry at? I wasn't angry at anyone that I know of.
You angry at your
I
mama?
I forgave my dad.
You told him?
I told my dad. Yeah, I told my dad I forgive him for not being there to protect me from my mom. And, yeah, I did.
And did you forgive your mother, too?
My mother is already deceased, so I didn't know what to do about that.
Okay, realize she screwed you up. And she couldn't help it, just like you couldn't help but fall into the situation you're in. Something else is driving you, and that same something else was driving your mother. And she had nothing to give. She gave you all she had. And just forgive her, and God will forgive you.
I will.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Absolutely. I do the silent prayer every morning. I set my clock for 30 minutes, and I do it every evening. For 30 minutes.
And during the day, You don't know what?
I don't know what to really say during the silent prayer. I'm thankful a lot.
You're not supposed to say anything. You're supposed to watch.
Watch for the thought.
Yes. Just watch those thoughts. And it's the light of God that's causing you to see the thoughts, so you can see that it's not you, you're not your thoughts, you're not your emotions, you're not your body, you're none of those things, and that there's not one person on earth that can give you love because they don't have love. And so you stop looking for that, and the Father will fulfill you with his love.
Okay. I will. Some things have been revealed to me since I have been doing the silent prayer.
Come back to your phone.
I must admit.
Come back to your phone. You got an Obama phone?
I must admit that some things have been revealed to me, you know, like I'm understanding that I'm full of anger, like you said.
Yeah.
I'm an envious person. Things like that that's being revealed to me, you know, through the silent prayer. I'm noticing my thoughts.
Come back to your phone. Stay close to your phone.
Oh, okay. I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
some things have been revealed to me through the silent prayer, like that I'm angry, that I'm envious. I'm an envious type person, you know, judgmental, things like that I didn't want to admit to. I have had to see that, you know, silent prayer.
Yeah. You're evil, and before you met this man, you were going to church, you were dressing up, you were working, you were like the cat's meow, right? But in your heart, you were still evil, yet not dealt with that. Now you have a chance to deal with that. You must be born again of the heart, salvation of the heart. And I would just wish this man well. If I were you, I would recommend you wish him well. You move out, and you start working on you, and just live your life. And don't look for love from anyone.
Okay.
But don't be mad at this man, because it's not his fault that you already screwed up. And it's not your fault that he was screwed up. And so he have a right not to want you now. And you have a right to move on, and you would be wrong to be blaming him or mad at him about anything.
Okay. All right.
He didn't make you that way. You were already that way. And all he did was brought out what was in you.
Yeah, he brought it all the way out. That's what I thought I had overcame.
Yeah.
And he brought it all. It all came rushing back. It took me all the way back, 5 years. 5 years back to the past.
So be glad to see it. And stay with the silent prayer. Practice being present, being aware of those thoughts. And just relax and let them, they'll pass. God will take them away. And I promise you, you'll have paradise on earth. You'll have perfect peace. And if God give you a husband, it'll be fine. If he doesn't, it'll be fine. It's not uncommon, unnatural for a woman to want to be married, have a family. But it's unnatural to put that first. You should not put anything first but seeking what's right, meaning overcoming the imagination and the evil of your heart.
Okay, Jesse, I will. I'll stay with it, and I'll do just that. And thank you so much, Jesse, you know, for giving me the insight and the courage to do what I have to do. This is really hard.
I understand. But it's only because you have you're living off ideas about this man and not reality. In your mind, you say, oh, my God, I loved him, and I thought he loved me, and we used to be so good together, and we used to have the best S-E, and now he don't want it no more, and he don't love me. He gonna be with other women. You're living off ideas about this man, and he never cared about you, and you never cared about him.
Wow.
Two devils together trying to get something from each other, which was love, and neither had it to give. So be glad. Don't be mad at him. Don't argue with him. Do what you want. If you can afford to move, I recommend you move. Get your own little place and just continue to work on you. Do the silent prayer, watch, and go to work and save your money and just take it one day at a time. And I promise you, I don't even have the words to tell you that you have the life you would live from within. And as far as this guy, don't argue with him anymore. Let him go. He has a right not to want to be with you anymore. And you shouldn't want anybody that badly that you feel something about it. Something wrong with you for feeling something about someone wanting to leave you. They don't want to be with you. Okay, fine. Bye.
Right. That's the attitude that I should have.
Absolutely.
You're right.
But
right.
Get out of your thoughts about your relationship with that guy. It's all fake. And that's
all
what
fake.
The devil is doing. He's giving you these memories about it. And in those memories, you're fantasizing, and it's not real.
Okay.
This guy never wanted you. That's why he ain't marry you.
Right. Yeah, I see that now. It's just so hard for me to wrap my head around it. But
well, you better wrap it around. Otherwise, you're going to make a fool out of yourself and stay there. And it's only going to get worse, because it's going to get worse. Meaning that he's going to live his life. He's going to bring women in, or he's going to stay out all night with women. And you're going to be tripping.
Yeah, you're right. I probably would. I know I would.
No, you would.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're going to be tripping.
I wouldn't be able to handle that. I know that.
Right.
So, you're right. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to move on.
Yeah, move on. And don't be mad at him. It's not his fault that you were blind.
I see. You're right. That's the truth, isn't it? That is the truth, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
I said that is the truth. I wanted to blame it all on him, you know. I wanted to see everything he had done wrong and said wrong and misled me. But I see that I misled myself.
And you did, and it happened in your mind. You believe thoughts. The thoughts told you just a good man. The thoughts told you, oh, we are spiritually married. The thoughts tell you one day he will marry me. The thoughts tell you, oh, this is going to last forever. You believe the imagination. You are consulting with the devil.
Mm. Oh, my God. That's scary to think about, Jesse, you know? And here I am thinking I'm such a spiritual person and keeping company with a spiritual person and just not. That's very scary thought.
Well, be glad to see it. Today is a brand new day. Today is a brand new beginning. God does not remember yesterday, and you should not either. God does not remember tomorrow, and you shouldn't either. Live right now. This is a brand new start right now. Every day is a new, renewed day. It's a brand new day.
Okay.
Come back to your phone.
No, I was just saying, okay, all right. I feel like I'm.
And stop listening to thought. They're lying to you.
Okay, I will.
Let me know how it goes, Karen. Get out of there. And don't be mad.
I will.
Just say, I'm moving. You give him a notice so he'll know you're moving. I'm moving. And don't argue why. Don't be mad at him. Keep your eyes on you. And I promise you, the kingdom of heaven will be yours right here on earth.
Amazing.
Oh, amazing.
Amazing.
All
thank
right.
you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes.
I will.
Okay.
Take care.
All right,
love
you
y'all.
Too. Bye. All right. Now. Oh, amazing. 888-777-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly to Savannah out of Los Angeles, first-time caller. Savannah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for calling.
So, you know what's very wild? I just watched myself try to come up with the perfect thing to say to you on the show.
Amazing.
And it's just something, yeah, something else. I've been really watching my thoughts. And it's not like I wake up and do the silent prayer just day and night, like just when I wake up, just when I go to bed, but all day. Like I find myself going into my imagination all day. And it's so fun, actually, to witness and just to bring myself out and be like, hey, we're here, we're in this body, you know, we're here on earth, like, get out of the thoughts. And I have seen such beautiful changes. I cannot wait to see what else unfolds. I don't know exactly what will, but I know it's going to be perfect. I forgave my mom quite some time ago. A wonderful man actually led me to your show.
Did you tell your mother you forgive her?
I did.
And what did she say?
Oh, she went off. She hated it, of course. But you know what's funny, Jesse? Well, not funny, but there was a little, my daddy Satan, he came through me and he said, reach back out to your mom. Try to talk with her. Things will change. She'll be fine. It'll be good. I called her once. Whew. I was like, I cannot do that again.
Yeah,
I will
stay away from her. Stay away from her.
Just
so. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, and why do you speak the way you speak?
I don't know. I just do.
But it's speak like a scared Christian. Like, oh, I just don't know.
Yeah.
Why don't you speak? Did your mama intimidate you some when you were little?
Oh, completely. A lot.
I want to encourage you to change that phony voice, because it sound like you're trying to be nice, or you're trying to present yourself as a good person, and it's just a way to manipulate people. So drop that voice.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Stop.
You're totally right.
Sounding like you're singing.
That's true.
You aware that you're doing that?
No, you know, actually, there was an instance yesterday where I noticed, like, whoa, the way I'm presenting, it's just a little crazy. And I did actually notice that. And, you know, I judged myself for it for a second. I was like, doesn't seem right.
How were you presented? What you notice? How were you presenting yourself? What did you notice?
It was very similar to what I just did, actually. It was like, hi, nice to see you. it was just like that. Too high-pitched.
Yeah.
It just wasn't, wow. Thank you for that, Jesse. That is so true.
You tried to sound a nice Christian. You ain't nice.
No. I definitely am far from nice. I've been noticing that pretty much every second, like a lot. Wow.
So I want to encourage you to be aware of that. Stop trying to sound nice. You don't have to try to sound mean either. You don't have to play tough. But you got to watch that voice so you can overcome that trauma, the fear of being yourself. You're afraid to be you because you want to appear nice. And it sounds like you're aware of it, so just be aware of that. And being aware of it, I promise you, Savannah, it would change by itself. The Father would change that, because it's just fear.
Yeah, it totally is. It definitely is. It's fear, and it's not me. So thank you for that, Jesse. Thank you for saying that. Now I can go through my day and become even more aware of it.
Right.
I needed that reminder.
And don't let the devil tell you, well, if you speak up with a strong voice, the people, they're going to think that you're mean. Or if you speak up, the people are not going to like you. That's just fear, and don't let fear control your life anymore.
Yes, thank you. You're right. You're totally right. Thanks so much.
And stay. Are you in Los Angeles?
I am. I'm very close to you. I need to come to the women's forum.
Yeah, come to the ladies' forum the third Thursday night of the month at 7 p.m., and then we have we have fellowship every Sunday morning for all.
Nice. Yes, I'll definitely come for sure. Wow. I'm so glad you just said that. I already feel, just that awareness. It changes everything.
It really does. And it comes from all your traumas. And now you're still being dictated and controlled by anger. It tells you how to act. It tells you how to talk. Be nice, be sweet. But it's just a setup. Yeah. And just be aware of it. But don't judge. Don't have any negative or good opinion about it. You just want to see it, all right?
Yeah, definitely.
And then if it continues, let's say you're speaking to someone and you're like, oh, nice. Oh, no.
Yeah.
How are you? Yeah. Yeah. You want to go to lunch?
Yes.
Oh.
That's seriously how it always sounds. Wow.
And what you do?
It's sounding like that right now. Man.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
But I want you to catch yourself in it. Catch yourself doing it. And when you catch yourself doing it, stop. Even if you had to stop speaking for a minute, just stop and catch it. And when you catch it, it will be taken away from you, because it's the light of God that is causing you to catch it. And he will take that phoniness away, all right?
Definitely.
Call me again, Savannah. I got to take a break. Let me know how it goes.
Yes, I absolutely will.
Okay, now you sounded better already. What the?
I know. Thanks, Jesse.
All right.
Really helping the girl out.
Right on. I got to take a break. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a quick moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, a couple quick announcements here. Then we get back to the phones and your super chat. Number one, I need you to help us. We got to raise $50,000. We got to meet a challenge grant of 50. They will give up to 50 if I can raise 50 so that we can make it through the holidays. We got things to do while y'all out partying. We're working. And it takes money to make things work. All right? You spend all that money on your pot and on your fentanyl and on sex and on drinking. Why not give back if you're being helped? You're being helped. Give back. And even if you're not being helped, you may not want to be helped. But you listen to the show. Why not give so we can help others? All right? So we got to raise the 50. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. And make a donation. Help us get to the 50. And maybe you could go out there. Well, I'm going to tell you that. Yeah, help us. The Hake Report is coming up. And, oh, by the way, get your order, and a lot of you are. That's what I forgot. I almost forgot to mention. Get your book orders in, your going to your T-shirts and your mugs and all that if you want to receive them on time. I will sign all my books. They are amazing. And give them right back to you so you can have them on time for gifts and Christmas. For Raise to Responsibility, my first book, Scam, How the Black Leadership Explores Black America. The second one. And then the little pocket guide, thin pocket guide for 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. A little thin thing. And the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. And I will sign all the books to whomever you want them to be signed to. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. Rebuildingtheman.com/store. No, I think it calls shop now or something, right, James?
You still go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores. There is a rebuildingtheman.shop, though. We are believe it or not, we're consolidating, maybe.
See, we still need help so we can get other stuff done, folks. So donate. Rebuildingtheman.shop.
Just say what you always say.
Rebuildingtheman.com/store.
That's right.
Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And then after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV. He black, better known as Arkansas. Joel Friday TV. And at 2 p.m. today, a brand new episode of Punch It TV. PUNCHIE.TV. At 2 p.m. Pacific time. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby just got back from his Thanksgiving time off. He got a lot of stuff to show you. You don't want to miss. It's going to be exciting. Maze, make sure you tune in. The American Anchor Baby got something to show you. Since you're supposed to be a little traveler, Maze told me once she was a traveler. I bet you have not gone to Savannah, Georgia. And I bet you have not seen the things that the Anchor Baby saw down there. I bet you that. At 4 p.m. And then the men's forum at Thursday night, this Thursday night, the last one for the year. The Anchor Baby saw real history. Not the fake history, but real history. You'll see that on the Anchor Baby today. Make sure you watch it. Let me go quickly to the phones. Ashley out of California. Ashley, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey,
how are you?
All is well.
Okay, here we go. I always walk into a little office room alone. So, it's amazing how, like, a lot of the calls, like, everything that we're talking about is, like, everything that we all deal with. Like, I'm like, wow, I relate to that.
Yes. But, every human being have the same problem. They just don't know it. The problem may be a little different, but the problem causer is the same, and the solution is the same. Every human being on this side of heaven, then we're all really one, and we don't know it because we think we're special, and so we think we're separated from one another, and we're really not.
Yeah. So I'm starting to see. What was the biblical question again?
Have you discovered the traitor in you?
Yeah. So as I'm watching the thought and it gets, you know, like I start to see like the quieter thoughts that are always kind of there. And noticing the traitor, it made me think of when I watch and then I see the person, like the feeling on the inside of my body that believes, that's believing it, that thinks it's watching. And then I see that and I'm like, oh, there you are. The person that is thinking that it's believing all these thoughts and stuff, because I can see that. And then that's how I know I'm not that person that is thinking that it's being affected by everything.
And so the traitor in you is who? Or
this
what?
This false person.
Very interesting. I want to respond, Ashley, but I got to hold it. I got to wait.
Hold it in.
I got to wait until Sunday.
Well, you better make it until Sunday.
I will.
Good. I wanted to ask real quick, was the earth made in 6 days?
According to the Bible.
Yeah, so curious about creation. I want to know, like, how's all this evolution that comes into play? And then it's like, you know, there's like cavemen, and then there was like, oh, everything started from a little cell and like all this different stuff. And I'm like, was that God creating it? Or is that like all a lie?
I wouldn't get into the evolution thing.
Okay.
We were created.
Yeah.
We did not evolve.
Because, right, like, because.
The only evolving you want to do is overcoming the fallen state, your thoughts. You want to rise above that.
Yeah. That is the only thing that's important. I wouldn't put my
thought into all the other stuff that you've been telling. You say you stay on a straight and narrow path and don't get turned away. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't look up or don't look down. You just stay on a straight and narrow. You'll be fine, all right?
Okay. Should I stop? Well, I guess I could. It doesn't really matter, but, like, stop watching.
What I recommend, if you do watch this stuff, just let it go in. Even when you hear me speaking, just let it go in one ear and out the other. So when you watch different documentaries or stories about flat earth or round earth or up and down earth, you just let it go through one ear into one and through the other one. And don't hold on to it. Don't try to remember any of it. And you shall know the truth, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ashley. I got to run, but call me again. Let me know how that's going.
I will. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Have a good week.
You too. Bye. Amazing. Let me do quickly some super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chat.
Someone says, hello, this is a question for the people. If it's called racism when the whites hate the blacks, what's it called when the blacks hate the blacks?
I rest my case. That is a good question. I've asked that for 1,000 years. There's no such thing, as you know by now, there's no such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, deadbeat dadism, Allahu Abba-ism, white supremacism, anti-Semitism. No ism. It's just right or wrong. And human beings are wrong. Human beings are evil. So it's the same spirit. Amazing. Thank you.
Jamil, three coffees. Living in Germany, every time I want to know what's happening in the world or in Europe, I look for independent sources in the U.S., people like you guys. Never really understood before what it meant to shine the light on the darkness. But I think especially after the elections, I can see more clearly than ever before. I wish you all well, and no matter what happens on the outside, we will be fine within.
Absolutely. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Stay with it. Thank you.
Kelly, Acts 16, 16 through 24. Also, I sent a private something to Hake. Thank you. I'll let you know, Kelly. I stand by relying on ancient knowledge as a helpful guide with the one thing I do. As an easily self-hypnotized woman, I must remain in constant vigilance of the enemy of mankind. When I fell to my knees to worship the angel, he said, "See, though, do it not, for I am thy fellow servant." Good day, gentlemen. Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. Though I don't quite understand everything you said, thank you. Amazing.
Thank you. Katie in Cincinnati, five coffees. I went and forgave my dad, and now we're able to laugh and joke about things like never before. Thank you, JLP and team.
Right on. You're welcome. And nothing like a return to the Father. Life is about, and nothing else, but a return to the Father. You lost out in the wilderness in your mind. You lost. That's why you're miserable. You're lost. Return to the Father. Oh, amazing. I wish you well with that. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Tony bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. I'm 63, and I'll be 64 in February. 5 years later, I'll be 70. And 20 years later, I'll be 90. After that, I'll be dead. He dead. Two laughing emojis. Maybe not in that order.
Amazing.
Wish you well, Tony.
Wouldn't be thinking about all that, but okay.
We're pulling for you, man.
Oh, yeah. Sounds kind of desperate. Amazing. Thank you.
Piotr bought five coffees. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Soul Conscious, five coffees. Jesse, church was funny. I am amazed that all our problems are the same. But the people with morals think they're better. What the?
No, that's what I'm telling you. Everybody, drop your morals. People of morality are enslaved. Drop your morals, then you shall be free. All right? Amazing. Thank you. Amazing fellowship yesterday. RebuildingTheMan.com/church if you missed it. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Or you just want to watch it over again. It was amazing. Thank you.
Ashley in California. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you. We say Christmas around here. Merry Christmas.
Lin Yen Chin says, tell Jesse, feeling sorry for yourself is feeling guilt for yourself. Guilt you refuse to let go of. Same when you say sorry to mama. It isn't forgiveness, but enslavement via begging for mercy. Mama has no mercy.
Though I understand what you're saying, but what you don't realize, it's impossible to feel sorry for yourself. Do you know why? Ain't no such thing as feeling sorry for yourself.
I know why, but I don't want to say.
Why not?
Because I'm not the teacher's pet.
The teacher brought you.
I'm not the schoolboy. I'm not a schoolboy.
But you do know why it's impossible to feel sorry for yourself.
Yeah.
But you can't say.
Right.
The reason, Lin Chen Chen, that it's impossible to feel sorry, no such thing as feeling sorry for yourself, is because there is no self to feel sorry for. There's no one there. And if there's no one there, how can you feel sorry for yourself? But I understand that the people do think that they're feeling sorry for themselves because they have believed that they are their thoughts and their feelings. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Easier done than said, Butter Coffee. Is this a good example of not letting your right hand know what your left hand is doing? Might have said that wrong. 1 minute good people tell you something that you needed to hear to have faith in yourself. The next, they want to pray for you and invite you to join Bible study and act kind of weird when you deny them. letting the right hand know what your left hand is doing.
No, it means don't hold on to anything. Don't hold on to the truth or the lie. Don't hold on to the good or the bad. Don't hold on to anything. That's what that means. Amazing.
Jamal on Cash App, no message.
Thank you.
R.H. Hernandez, the 4th, 3 coffees. The only thing I've ever disagreed with Jesse on is the sweet potato pie better than pumpkin. Pumpkin! Pumpkin!
I'm going to have to go to a soul food place today, I think, and pick up me. I want a nice little bowl of candy yams today. I want them to be like sweet with that flavor, the syrup thing. The sugar kind of melt into syrup. And I think I'm going to have...
No marshmallows?
What?
No melted marshmallows on top of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
So I think I'm going to Uber me. Well, I'm going to order me, so I'm right down the road today. I ain't going to Uber. I'm going to go down and get it.
Nice.
Amazing. Joy, I said, I had all weekend. He had that this weekend, so it was so good. He said his mother put mashed potato.
Marshmallows.
I mean, marshmallow on top, too. I've had it with marshmallow. Not that they're bad.
Right.
So it's not like it. I just didn't grow up with the marshmallow. But I have had it, and they are good with the marshmallow. Amazing. Thank you.
Hi, Jesse. Are angels real? Asks someone. Do we have a guardian angels looking out for us? What are your thoughts?
He's putting angels in charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. His blessings are sufficient for me. He's put his angels in charge. Yes, we have an angel watching over us. Believe me, we have an angel. For sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Ariadne J, 3 coffees. Imagine if Trump did this for his own son. News would have blew up.
Yeah.
And he would have been crucified. Biden doesn't love his son at all. All his life, Hunter's been pardoned, so he'll always be a beta.
That's right. You make such a good point. Some of you might not be aware, we talked this morning in the first hour about Joe Biden pardoned his son over the weekend. It happened on the weekend while you were sleeping because you were full from your turkey. Joe Biden, according to report, pardoned his son and he took off. So no press conference, no questions about it or anything. And the super chatters responded to that. Amazing. If Trump had done that, it would be headline news all day for the rest of this year. Amazing. Thank you.
Aries one with a diamond. No message.
Joel, did you thank you, Aries one. Joel, did you bring some of those potatoes with you? Some yams with you today? No. Joel bring the bad food. He doesn't bring the good food. He said he ate all of them. What a pig.
Understandable.
Oh, you're so nice.
Thank you.
Amazing. I don't understand that.
Greenwell with a diamond. Flat earthers are quiet on final experiment. Quiet final experiment coming up.
Amazing.
Not sure what that is, but thank you.
Amazing. Thank you.
No more thoughts, Bottle Coffee. Am I able to order all your books to a country in Europe? The Rebuilding the Man bookshop only allows U.S. as a country option. P.S. Nice background. I always wanted to live in a house like that with the closest neighbor a mile away.
This is the house that Jack built, y'all. Amazing. Thank you. Yes, you can order out of the country and across the sea. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Am I right?
Yeah, go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores, but you want to probably call the office to get a quote for shipping if there's no overseas shipping option on the website. So call the office and give your information, and you'll get a quote, and then you'll pay that way.
Rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. That's what that is.
Don't worry about that, Joel. Just
oh, I see.
We're just talking about turkey.
Oh, okay. Joel brought us a turkey yesterday. I mean, the other day. He brought a whole turkey. Isn't that amazing, Joel? Somebody he black.
Does it keep overnight if it's left out?
Yeah, if it's just one night, and it wasn't hot tonight.
Nice. Good to know.
So, yes, call 800-411-2663 or rebuildingtheman.com/stores. All right? And it, one way or another, you get the answer you need to the question. So, absolutely. And again, the books are amazing, by the way.
Again, that's a free number to call via Skype, 1-800-411-2663. Thank you, No Mo Thoughts. Tiptoeing through the tulips, bought a coffee. Howdy, Jesse. I don't want to be the negative one amidst all these great days we are seeing with the great white hope getting back in the saddle. But I don't trust these children of the lie all of a sudden endorsing Trump. Jank from the Young Turks and a socialist himself, Bernie Sanders, asking for positions to cut government spending via Elon Musk has me feeling uneasy.
They're just mad, but I hope Trump don't bring in any of his enemies this time. Just because they say, oh, I agree with you now, I want to work with you, I wouldn't do it either. So I know what you mean. So I think Trump is wise enough not to fall for it this time. I think he got the ones he are bringing in, I think he got his eyes on them because he learned his lesson the first time around. Amazing. Let's wait and see. But I know what you mean. Amazing. Thank you.
Five coffees from AJ. Hey, Jesse, question. Do you pray before each meal? Or what's the true meaning when people say their prayer before meals? Merry Christmas. What the?
What I try to do, and I don't always succeed at it, just before I start eating, I take a moment and just become aware of the food because I'm working at remembering while I eat instead of forgetting. I want to remember so that when I start eating, I try to stay conscious through the whole meal rather than going unconscious. And that's what it means to pray before the food. Amazing.
Nice. Thank you, sir.
So I got to stop.
Okay. We'll read the rest of your super chats later.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
We really will. I want to get to a few calls here before we have to end here. Let me go to Sharita. Is it Sharita? Huh? Oh, Sharita gone. Let me go quickly to Rick out of Virginia. Rick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, what's going on with you?
All is well, Rick.
Now, y'all had a good Thanksgiving?
It was amazing. How about yours?
Man, it was good, but it went by so fast, though. But it was good, though.
Yeah, it definitely went by. It was like, what the?
Yeah, man, it's already December in a few weeks of Christmas.
I know.
But I'm going to get to my point real quick, man.
Yeah, but can you hear
you
the
know,
music?
Yeah, I can hear you, Jeff. Can you hear me?
No, go ahead. Real fast. Hey,
I would like to, you know, would you pardon your son, you know, like, you're the president, and you know the president has to pardon some people before he leave office.
Right.
Would you pardon your son?
Yeah.
I mean, I you know, it's like...
I pardon my son, my grandson, my great-grandson, and his son.
Yep, you know, just one of those catch twos, man. As long as it's not a non-violent one. Now, if my son killed somebody, that's a different story.
I don't
you know?
Care if he killed his wife and hid her under the porch. I'm still pardoning.
You're a bitch. And another quick one too. On your early call of the day,
yeah,
when she was saying that she stayed with some guy for so many years.
Right.
The way when it comes to that, if you be with somebody, man or woman, and y'all been around for 10 years, they have no intentions of marrying you, man.
Right. They ain't gonna marry you. What the?
Yeah, you've been married that long,
yeah,
and he ain't married you in 10 years, and they're like, well, he ain't ready, she ain't ready.
Ain't
move
that much,
on, man. She don't have the same interest.
Ain't that much spirit in the world. But, Rent, you
right.
know what?
And,
I am so out of town. We're going to get cut off. Call me again.
Man. Okay, just love you. Be blessed, brother.
All right, you too. Good to hear from you.
You too, always.
All right. I am out of time. You get on that straight and narrow. Stay there. Forgive your mama and your daddy, all people. Return to the Father. Stay on that straight and narrow no matter what. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. Become a present. Stay present. Stay conscious. Brandon out of Canada and the rest of the callers, I am out of time. Tomorrow, Country Western Tuesday. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake Report. And at 11 a.m., Joy on Friday TV. And at 2 p.m., brand new episode of Punchy TV. And then at 4 p.m., the America Anchor Baby. He's going to be showing you some of this trip adventure down in Georgia. Have a good day, folks. And don't forget to donate. We got to get $50,000, all right? We got to match the challenge grant. All right, folks. Thank you. It's been amazing. Have a good one. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.